Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
What is today?
What's today?
Today's Monday.
What's this?
Monday morning motivation.
Motivation.
Monday.
Motivation?
Monday.
Wake up!
Motivational Brigade, come through!
And not only wake up, but wake up with the mindset of being better than you were last week.
I love motivational speeches.
I'm really, really motivated.
Motivating.
Motivation for what? Showtime!
Wow. That's even got me pumped.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I, the Tiger, and Sean Connery in there going, what day is it? What day is it? motivation? Yeah, it's time to get motivated. It is Monday, coming off of Father's Day weekend. I hope all you dads had an awesome day yesterday.
Yeah.
I hope you got to eat what you wanted to eat. If you wanted to chill, I hope you got to chill. And, you know, just hope you had a great day yesterday. Happy belated Father's Day if we missed any of you on
Dale,
Friday.
You too.
Thank you. Thank you. I was in Kentucky, spent some time with my boys, had a good time and drove back. It's good to go. I'm ready for another week. Let's get it started. Here we go. Welcome to the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Wake Up with the Wolf Show, odds and ends time. I've been doing it every Monday. 1.5 million more Americans filed for unemployment last week.
Way to kick off a Monday, Dale.
We are now at over 45 million unemployed Americans right now. 45 million unemployed folks. Jesus, horrible. NBA players are going to wear smart rings to keep them safe from the Rona. The ring can predict coronavirus symptoms 24 hours in advance with 90% accuracy. How about that?
Interesting. Annie, you're probably on the same wave as me. Remember those mood rings you could get at the Scholastic Book Fair?
I love them.
Those were more accurate. They'd be like, oh, you're angry. Oh, you're anxious.
I always got like happy, good mood. So I never knew if they actually worked or if I'm just always happy.
They do. Mine was always black and red.
Then they do work.
Mm-hmm.
McDonald's plans to hire 260,000 employees this summer to keep up with increased demand because so many people are just going through the drive-thru and grabbing their food. Also, McDonald's will decided that they will not be bringing back grilled chicken, salads, or bagels anytime soon because they have streamlined their menu for a number of reasons, including ease of preparation and there's just too much risk of preparing some of this stuff.
Yeah, I'm not going to McDonald's for salad.
No.
Their Southwest salads are delicious, though.
Hmm.
Are they?
Don't get it with the grilled chicken. Get it with the crispy because it gets a little creepy.
What makes it Southwestern? Does it have black beans or a spicy dressing?
Beans, yeah, black beans, corn, the grilled chicken. It's got the tortilla strips. And it's got a Southwest ranch or something like that.
Ooh.
Chick-fil-A has one, too, with like an avocado lime ranch dressing. It is so good, too. Either one of those places, excellent Southwest salads.
That all sounds good. Ford's making plans to install a hands-free driving system on their new electric Mustang. The car will be out later this year. And on the airline front, Indonesia's largest airline, Garuda Indonesia, is allowing flight attendants to stop wearing coronavirus masks because customers complained they could not see their smiles nor clearly understand their voices.
You got to look for the smile in the eyes, man. That's the only way to do it.
The airline is looking to replace the mask with plastic face shields so those smiles can come shining through.
Somebody who lives with a nurse, the plastic face shields are awful and they are hot and they get foggy.
Yeah, I was going to say, wouldn't that fog up?
It would. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, well, that's the way. But hey, we were talking the other day, if you're going to go to Indonesia, Jakarta is the place to go. Huge city with so much cool stuff to do. If you ever get the chance to do it, do it. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. It's good news story time. What you got, Annie?
Two best friends from New York, they wanted to start a whole new dialogue in their community. following the death of George Floyd. And, you know, it sparked all the protests. A guy named Benjamin Smith, he's white, and his best friend, Marcus Ellis, who is black, they put up some lawn chairs, cracked open some beers, and they've invited their whole neighborhood over to chit-chat about what's going on in the world. They put a sign out in the front that says, black or white, relax and have a beer. They come from both very different backgrounds, but they became friends after meeting at work. They both build cell phone towers together. They call themselves Batman and Robin. They said they're just goofy, silly, and like to have fun. We don't care what people say. And so when they heard about the George Floyd incident, it really upset them. And they said that, you know, people have the right to protest and everything, but there's a right way about going about things and there's a wrong way. And so they decided to do this small yet powerful thing where they put up these signs asking people to join their conversation. And a ton of people from their neighborhood showed up. But one of the biggest things was Brad Paisley Zoom called them. A local news station brought out a computer with Brad Paisley on it, and he said he wanted to be a part of it and part of this whole movement. And he sent both the guys hundreds of dollars worth of beer for their community chat. He bought out like all the Budweiser and Bud Light at a nearby store. And he didn't just say, hey, thanks, here's beer. He actually was there for the entire conversation via Zoom. And they were all drinking beer together, and they didn't really lose sight of the initial reason behind their conversation. And I love it. People are learning and growing and accepting people. And, you know, it's an image of a white man and a black man sharing a beer spread on social media. Mm-hmm. And then it's just so many reactions, and people are just mind blown, and they're mind blown too that, you know, they've got so much positive feedback from this. And I just love it. Your little things you do make a big difference. Sometimes you don't even know it.
Way to go, BP.
And at the heart of it all, they still get to sit around and drink a bunch of free beer.
Yeah, baby.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Let's talk condiments. And Jace, I said condiments.
Yeah.
I saw his eyes light up.
Yep. He was going down a whole different path.
No, I mean, we're talking about food. I'm perfectly fine. Mm.
So, in the condiment world, Annie, how important is ketchup? Where does that rank in the condiment world? What are things that you must have ketchup on?
Hot dogs, hamburgers, and meatloaf.
Okay, hot dogs, hamburgers, and meatloaf. You do not put it on anything else. You don't put it on your eggs or...
Ew, no. Or my grits, no. Nothing like that. I mean, occasionally, if I have nothing else, I'll dip a fry in it.
Okay, but number one, is number one a hot dog or is number one a hamburger?
Oh, there is no number one. It just depends on when I eat it.
Okay. All right. Chase, you, where does ketchup fall?
Hot dog, straight up, first thing.
Okay, it's first on a hot dog. Well, you guys are right in with the rest of the country, and this really surprises me. I got to be honest with you. I mean, I like ketchup. I like ketchup on a hot dog, but it's not the first thing I reach for to put on a hot dog. 85%. Of everyone who was asked said hot dog, number one. But closely followed to that is French fries, naturally, at 83%, burgers, 82%, and nugs, 69% said they put ketchup on their nugs.
Okay.
Can't forget the nugs. I like ketchup and mayo mix, so maybe that works too. I'm eating more ketchup than I think I am with things.
Mm-hmm. Well, a ketchup and mayo mix with a couple of other things usually comes close to what some kind of chicken sauce that they would serve at Chick-fil-A or Zaxby's or
this is Raising Cane's.
Well, you know, ketchup, when you eat it, it's 25% sugar. 25% of the ketchup you eat is just sugar, which is sort of a main, you know, thing. It's a big deal for people who are trying to watch that and people who want their kids to be eating less sugar. And when they dug down into this, they find that kids are eating ketchup on pretty much everything. 9% of people say they put hot dogs on noodles and pasta.
Okay. Yeah.
No. You mean ketchup on noodles and pasta? No way.
Yes.
No way.
Like ketchup on ramen. No.
Maybe I can kind of see it, but I don't know.
You know, if tomato is a fruit, does that mean that ketchup is like a smoothie?
Yes.
You would like to believe that. 14% of the people surveyed said they would eat ketchup by the spoonful if it were acceptable to do so. I would not.
If it were acceptable to do so.
I would not do it. But I do like ketchup on fries, and I do like ketchup, you know, on a hamburger. I will not eat ketchup on noodles. Speaking of noodles, have you ever seen anyone eat ramen dry?
Yeah.
They open the pack and eat it?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I had the laziest ex-boyfriend. He would literally open the packet, dump the ramen seasoning in, and then just bite it. And I tried it one time, and never
And again. That's why he was an ex.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Good, good. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. How many selfies are you taking a day? Let me give you some stats real quick, and then we'll get into something else. 39.4% of the people surveyed said they average 1 to 5 selfies a day.
That's a lot.
Including the use of the Snapchat app.
That's where the best selfies are.
And almost half those people, this is the scary part, almost half those people say they take 30 or more selfies on the daily.
Wow. That's ridiculous.
You've got to be just vain.
Also, in case you didn't know, over 300 people died last year taking a selfie.
Oh, my gosh.
And there are people who not only take dangerous selfies on vacation, you know, like standing on the edge of the Grand Canyon or doing something stupid like that. They'll take selfies while they're driving. I've seen it happen.
You know, that's one way to go out in a flash.
Yeah. I see what you did there.
Yeah, I see. That's the flash.
That's camera humor. I like it.
Yeah, I get that. But I have seen people taking selfies while they're driving.
That is so dangerous because you always hear about those things online where they're like, if you look away for a second while going at 55 miles an hour, you've lost like, a football field worth of road.
I have to say I'm a big advocate for not being on your phone and driving, but I have taken a couple selfies while driving.
You FaceTime us in meetings while driving.
It was one time and I set it on the dash.
Yeah, she wasn't even paying attention to us. She just had the phone up.
It's been more than once. Don't fool yourself into thinking it was only the one time. I know it's been more than once. I know it.
While she was driving back home, she was paying attention to the road, not paying attention to the camera, but she was eating Chick-fil-A every time.
I parked for my Chick-fil-A. Don't you be putting that on me. It's the Lord's chicken. It'll carry me home.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. Let me light these candles.
'Cause it's birthday time. What a day.
Happy day to you. If you're celebrating today, you share your birthday with Meryl Streep, who's 70. Chris Christopherson. How do you even say that? Who's 83.
Christopherson.
Yes, thank you. Christopherson. And Cyndi Lauper. She is 66. We got some local birthdays. Joshua Cagle from Kernersville. Emily Armsworthy out in Winston-Salem. And then to one of my mom's very best friends, Valise Stewart of K Vegas, too. Happy birthday to you guys. Get your birthday in right now, 931wolfcountry.com. And just in case we missed yours,
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, Nimrod News Time. Back on January 8th, a 35-year-old guy named Marcus Davis in Portland, Oregon, went to the hospital with a gunshot wound to the junk.
Ooh!
And he told the cops a homeless man had shot him at a bus stop, but when the cops checked out the area, they couldn't find any evidence of the shooting. Then there was the matter of how the bullet traveled through Marcus. Apparently, it went through the top of his manhood, through the right testicle, and into his upper thigh.
Oh, God.
Guys, I know you're cringing right now. It then went out the other side of his thigh. In other words, the bullet hadn't gone into Marcus straight on. The angle showed it went into his junk from above. And when the cops found the gun in Marcus's girlfriend's car, they figured out what happened. He'd accidentally shot himself in the junk.
Oh, my goodness.
Marcus was not allowed to have a gun because of prior convictions, so he was just sentenced to 5 years and 9 months in prison.
He better be happy, not to put, like, what is it, injury on insult on the injury, whatever the cliche
is. Yes, and not to add insult to injury.
Correct. But he got shot in the junk. He could have hit his artery, his main artery in his thigh.
Femoral artery?
Yeah, he could definitely be dead.
Didn't he get punishment enough from just doing that? Oh, gosh.
Right.
Well, happy Monday to you. It's time for 5 things you need to know for your Monday. And I want to start off on a good note. It's National Onion Ring Day. Oh,
nice.
Favorite onion ring has to be the ones that when you bite into it, it doesn't pull out the whole onion from the breading, because that's just disgusting.
Yes.
To have to.
Yeah.
If the onion comes out, I'm out. Nope. Won't order them again.
Yeah, he's completely done. Interesting article or thing that I read, that the FAA has noticed a spike in in-flight incidents because of rusty pilots. They say, who have not been flying regularly because of the Rona. Now, pilots are struggling. Now, what they're saying the problem is, pilots are struggling with ascending and descending too quickly because of empty flights and lighter aircrafts.
Wow. Well, maybe they get some more practice.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
When you say that.
Yes, I agree. But I think that's nothing to really be concerned about. They can just compensate for that. But I'm sure they'll work those kinks out. Did you know on this date in 1847, there was a very important invention invented? Donuts.
Yes.
Today, people.
Amen.
What a great day that must have been.
National Onion Ring Day and Donut Day.
Mm.
Can you imagine the first taste of a donut ever and how that must have been?
Oh, so good.
I just had some powdered donuts in there when I went to go get my coffee, so I feel like I've celebrated adequately. Found out that a new study said that women are turned off by men who post pictures of themselves holding cats on their dating profiles because they are seen as less dateable and less masculine by women.
Absolutely.
You agree, Annie?
Yeah, you're less of a man, Chase.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. And last but not least, here's your fun fact for the day. Time magazine didn't change from naming a man of the year to a person of the year until 1999, even though several women had gotten the title before that. Nowadays, I think people are, when they see like the person of the year on Time magazine, they're kind of more like, oh, right. No, I think people disagree now.
All we're concerned about is the hottest man in America or whatever it is.
Yeah, sexiest man is taking the more important role now than person of the year. The scientific things or political things you've done, we just want to know how hot you are.
Show me the sexy.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. If you love going to the movies, but, you know, theaters are not open yet and there's not a drive-in near you, well, there's now a drive-in for a limited time at the Winston-Salem Fairgrounds.
Yeah, I'm really excited because there are our friends over there, so I definitely am going to check out a drive-in movie. They're, you know, it's a classic thing to do, and what a great way to make memories with kids and get everybody out of the house right now. It's called The Drive at Winston-Salem Fairgrounds, and they're trying to do a very safe, family-friendly drive-in movie theater experience. They'll have 2 films every Tuesday through Saturday. It starts July 7th. Actually, the tickets for their movies go on sale today at 10, and they're going to launch it with Sonic the Hedgehog and Knives Out. And they said they have like a state-of-the-art dual screen. It's like 45 feet by like 22 feet or something crazy like that. So it's going to be huge. But yeah, if you want to go check it out, get those more movie information or ticket information, they've got a website now for it. It's thedrivemovie.com.
That sounds just as big as the Catalina wine mixer.
Pow! Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Got to go. Coming in next, Clay, J.D. Walker. Tomorrow... Come on back, because we're going to be talking about the rules of the house when it comes to air conditioning. That's tomorrow on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Meantime, this Libby's gone dongzilla. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye,
everybody.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.